p.m. According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. I got a ton of it saved up. Let's get some out tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about now, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks, except it's a little different. We'll talk about that in a second as we begin the initial radio obituary. But first, I want to remind you that tomorrow, yes, tomorrow, your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's going to poll you to find out which radio obituaries you would like included in the radio obituary retrospective coming up on the Saturday night following Thanksgiving. It's his annual chore, except he relishes it. He's ably assisted, as we always like to remind you, by our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, who has put tons of loving labor into putting together the radio obituary retrospective poll that Freddie will then give you. See how that works? They're both very good at their jobs. That's why they are a part of, a crucial part of, the ever and beginning staff right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. They're all the best at what they do. That's how they got the jobs. But like I said, it is kind of an all-radio obituary episode, but not. So let's just start so you'll understand what the heck I'm talking about. Let's just start with the, oh, well, first I got to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Oh, and also tell you that to take that poll from Freddie, as constructed by Bob, you'll need to be over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group so that you'll get the link to get the poll. It's just that simple. Maybe we'll talk more about this later. I don't know. Did I remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org? Well, if I didn't, now I have. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Alex Trebek. the Canadian-American television personality and game show host, who also hosted, in addition to his 37 years of Jeopardy, he also hosted other game shows including The Wizard of Odds, Double Dare, High Rollers, Battlestar, Classic Concentration, and To Tell the Truth. He just passed away at 80. So what we're going to do here, because as I was putting it together, I realized that some number of years ago, and I had totally forgotten about it, we did a Jeopardy episode. We'll talk about that in detail during this radio obituary. And so basically what we're doing tonight, I cut that down, and that's going to be the first portion of tonight's program. And then we'll have radio obituaries during the second hour, as we normally would. See how that works? It's great. It's all going to go just fine. So I'm going to start off with a little something from your titular head of research, who we've already talked about a lot. And then we'll roll into the archive presentation, reduced, mind you, of the Jeopardy episode, and then come back and do the rest of the radio obituaries. It's great! I love how this works. So let's move on into the initial radio obituary for Alex Trebek right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But there's this little ritual that's attended to during the week. Well, for our titular head of research anyway, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he does something every night. I think it helps him keep up his titular chops, one might say, in the area of triviality. He watches Jeopardy every night. Sometimes I will partake just to volley with him via the Facebooks or perhaps text messages. Frequently I am cooking and delay watching the show and he becomes a spoiler alert, but I digress. Was it just last week? I think it was last week. Yes, recently. Freddie said, "You know, this was a real Bubbles in the Think Tank week on Jeopardy." And I said, "Oh, was it now?" For I had not watched. And he rattled off any number of items that were very Bubbles in the Think Tanky. He was correct. And so we put our heads together vaguely and decided that tonight would be the night where we would pay a slight, teeny, wee tribute to Jeopardy. And hopefully you will enjoy it. I bet you he'll have treats for you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group if you want to play along over there with your other listening friends. Or you can just sit back and relax, assuming the listening position, as it were, as we work to answer the age-old question, what is a think tank, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank?
Staying in the basement for days and days and days on Bubbles in the Think Tank all night long. All night long we're gonna order out some pizzas and soda. like John and Yoko back in the Dakota. I gotta make the bubbles, baby, all night long, or at least a portion of it.
Gonna call Paul and we're gonna get the fatties. January, Fairy, and Belinda in their teddies. Find the kind of vinyl to rock you right steady. On Saturday night, man, you better get ready for
playing records in our PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days of bubbles in the think tank,
bubbles and the
all night long. PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days on bubbles and the think tank.
Bubbles and the think
all
tank.
All night long.
All night.
All night long.
I'll take decomposing composers for $1,200.
Right, oh, darling, yeah, I'll be home about 8:30. No, I'm not going to buy it. Beethoven's gone, but his music lives on, and Mozart don't go shopping no more. You'll never meet Liszt or Brahms again, and Elgar doesn't answer the door. Schubert and Chopin used to chuckle and laugh whilst composing a long symphony. But 150 years later, there's very little of them left to see. They're decomposing composers. There's nothing much anyone can do. You can still hear Beethoven, but Beethoven cannot hear you. Haydn and Rachmaninoff enjoyed a nice drink with their meal, but nowadays no one will serve them, and their gravy is left to congeal. Verdi and Wagner delighted the crowds with their highly original sound. The pianos they played are still working, but they're both 6 feet underground. They're decomposing composers. There's less of them every year. You can say what you like to Debussy, but there's not much of him left to hear. Claude Achille Debussy died 1918. Christoph Willibald Gluck died 1787. Carl Maria von Weber, not at all well, 1825. died 1826. Giacomo Meyerbeer, still alive 1863, not still alive 1864. Modest Mussorgsky, 1880, going to parties, no fun anymore 1881. Joanne Nepomuk Ommel, chatting away 19 to the dozen with his mates down a pub every evening, 1836. 1837, nothing.
What are bears?
Now, once upon a time, in a neat little cottage, there lived three bears. One was a daddy bear, and one was a mama bear, and one was a wee bear. One day, when out walking in the deep woods of stalking, came a little gal with blonde hair. Yes, of course. Now her name was Goldilocks, and upon that door she knocked, but no one was there.
Tell us more, Daddy.
I'll tell you, son. So she walked right in and had herself a time, 'cause she didn't care. Soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs. When home, home, home came the three bears. Someone's been eating my porridge, said the daddy bear. Someone's been eating my porridge, said the mama bear. Hey, Bobbery Bear, said the little wee bear. Who's the girl that's broken my chair? Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the daddy bear. Oh, someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the mama bear. Bear, Bobbery Bear, said the little wee bear. Who's the girl that's broken my chair? Just then, Goldilocks woke up, broke up the party and beat it out there. Bye, 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 said the daddy bear. Goodbye. Bye, said the mama bear. Hey, Bobbery Bear, said the little wee bear. So ends the story of the three bears. Do, 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 bob, 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 bob. Children, whatever you do, don't go down to the woods at night, because the bears will get you.
You may talk about your colleges, fair Harvard and old Yale, and all the universities whose banners brave the gale, and all the football heroes, their glory and renown. I never went to college, but I know I've been to town. I may not be a football hero, but I'm a star with the beautiful girls. You never see me in the thick of a fight, 'cause I do my scoring mostly at night. I never tackle any dummies. I've played the best from near and far. No, I ain't. No, I'm not a football hero. But I'm a bear in a lady's boudoir. They play football on the gridiron, where the ground is rough and hard. I do my playing on a divan. The ladies all say I'm a triple threat man. I never have to call for timeout, for I'm always up to par. Oh, I ain't, no, I'm not a football hero, but I'm a bear in a lady's boudoir. I never fought for Alma Mater, because she never fought for me. The boys win a letter for not playing rough. I should get an alphabet for doing my stuff. I'm pretty good at center rushing, That's the place I really star. Oh, I may not be, I'm not a football hero, but I'm a dog in a lady's boudoir. One time I swung into action, I was rewarded with wild acclaim. The captain said to me, you're just a little runt. As long as you've been playing, you've never touched a punt. When I removed my interference, the goal was not so very far. Oh, I ain't, I'm not a football hero, but I'm a little lady in a little lady's boudoir.
Walking in the woods the other day, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my hand, and I said to myself, what a nice plan. All the little birds were singing and flapping their little wings in the breeze, when I thought I heard something somewhere back there moving in the trees. I said, nah, that was probably just my imagination. In parentheses, I think it was all in my mind. In coincidence, all the birds just flew away. But I should have took that as some kind of sign, cause all the earth was quaking, and I thought that I was dead. Both my knees and was shaking. I rolled my eyes back in my head. Bear. Yeah, I was scared. I was running like Superman. They say, just stand still, don't be afraid, he won't bother you. Baloney, a bear is a bear. Say I done told you, and I think it's only fair. I cuffed a line from old Lady Gertrude, and a bear is a bear.
What is a theremin?
Quel âge, on ne sait pas, ce n'est qu'un nuage.
pa pa pa. Moi je ne vois jamais pour les filles célèbres. Quand je ne suis pas sage, tu es en rage. Tu me mets des raclées avec le jean baissé. J'adore en aparté. Je prends mon pied. Quel âge? On ne sait pas, ce n'est qu'un nuage de barbe à papa. Quel âge? On ne sait pas, ce n'est qu'un nuage de barbe à papa.
Oklahoma for $1,400.
So let me just give you the answer. The Andrews Sisters hit Rum and Coca-Cola lyrics, "Working for the Blank Dollar," It's right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'll take famous elephants for 400.
Push-ups for 1,000, please.
What is Broadway?
Now, folks, here's a song I'm gonna sing for you. It really don't mean a thing, but it's got that mellow swing. Are you ready? Beat it on out. Elohim ha-sakabu. Chui zibagam. Elohim zio. Broadway jump. Bagon shiba. Vilibu, viliba. Ilehi yakabatibo. Broadway jump. Now, when you don't understand this language, it's just too bad. Cause the cats are swinging just like mad. Bo-do-do-de-do-de-do. Yakamasabo. Yakamasabo. Chik-chik-chik-bah-lo-de-be. Bo-go-chik-go-de-be. Broadway jump. Thank you. 6 cents, see?
Right, 6 cents.
The Broadway jump.
Who are the Smothers Brothers?
When I first saw these two gentlemen, they befuddled me a little bit. They still do. I'm not sure whether they're folk singers who do comedy or whether they're comedians, you know, who are good at singing. Would you welcome, please, the Smothers Brothers. Dick and Tom.
Hundreds of years ago, the railroad started in America. How about that? Railroad men were building railroads across a vast wilderness, a vast spider web of steel rails. These railroad men, with vision in their eyes and giant 9-pound hammers clasped in their hands, toiled across building the railroads, toiling across the vast bosom of America. I thought I'd throw a little sex in the show. But this wasn't just a fun job. There was dangers in this job as these railroad men built the railroads over the mountains, and there lurked dangers in the mountains, and they built railroads over crevices. Deep crevices in the ground, and in the bottom of the crevices there was pumice. Vicious pumas with claws and foam coming out of these pumas' mouths, and these railroad men, they're just going wop, 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 wop. And they come up to a crevice and they say, "Wow, look at the puma down in the crevice. Hey, I'm not going to build a railroad across the crevice because there's a puma in the crevice."
No, there weren't any.
There's pumas in the crevice.
Don't say there were pumas because there weren't any. There wasn't one puma in one crevice.
There was 9 pumas in that crevice.
You want to know why there weren't any pumas?
We don't
have any pumas in this country. There are no pumas in America.
We accept everybody in America.
All right, we accept everybody in America. That's true.
Right.
But if you want to keep your story historically correct, do you?
Yes.
Do you want to keep it valid?
Yes.
All right, then you get rid of those pumas right now.
I'm not going down that crevice. Well, there was vicious beasts in these crevices. And these rare men, they'd say, "Well, look at those vicious beasts in the crevices. You look like pumas." They weren't. And these railroad men were sore afraid. Yet the railroads were completed. Yes, through a Herculean effort of yesteryear, rugged men completed the transcontinental railroads. Now, here's the crutch of the matter. When since this song cometh, doth you ask? Well, a big feast transpired, and the sole substance for this feast was hot cakes boiled in cabbage juice. Not as popular now as it was then. Working on the railroad, working on the railroad. Working, 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 working. While I have it down by a turn, well, okay, ground. The only song I ever sing. While I have it down, boy. Turn that okay, ground.
That's funny.
Well, it was intended that way.
It's leaving nothing to chance.
No, we've worked hard, my brother and myself, to
working up an act and being part of a rich heritage of which all of us as Americans have a great rich heritage. We try to share our heritage as much as we can, sometimes delving humorously and sometimes using jazz chords. You do a lot of long takes too, don't you?
Yeah.
If I'm going too fast, I'll...
Just takes me a moment to, to find out where you're, what you're talking about there. What do you guys do in your spare time? I mean, if you get any spare time.
I really like you.
Thank you.
I've watched you move around like a princess, and you're beautiful. Yeah. I really like you.
Thank you.
Yes. Did you mess around?
It's always the quiet ones, isn't it? Always the quiet ones. We'll be right back here to our saucer in just a moment, friends.
What is Rockaway Beach?
What is egg on your face?
Eggs.
That's all I can think of.
That's all that he can think of.
Eggs are hard-boiled and you can color them. You can color them different colors.
They're good! Like eggnog!
Over light and hard-boiled.
Fried soft-boiled over easy Sunday side up.
I like them colored at Easter. They taste better when they're colored. Eggs are shell extraction by birds, later to be hatched into chickens.
Gore Vidal.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin at the telephone company. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? Mr. Vidal, you owe us a balance of $23.64. When may we expect payment? Pardon? When what freezes over? No. Mr. Vidal, you are not dealing with just anyone's fool. I am a high school graduate. Now then, when may we expect payment? Oh, Mr. Vidal, I don't see why you're kicking up such a ruckus when, according to our files, your present bank balance plus stocks, securities, and other holdings amount to exactly privileged information. Oh, Mr. Vidal! Oh, that's so cute. No. You're dealing with the telephone company. For instance, as I look through your income tax return for 19... Oh, Mr. Vidal, you don't understand. We are not subject to city, state, or federal regulations. We are omnipotent. Omnipotent. That's potent with an omni in front of it. Now then, when may we expect payment? Oh, dear me, Mr. Vidal. I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue your outgoing service. And if we do not receive payment within 10 days, we will send a large, burly serviceman to your home to rip it out of the wall. I'd advise you to lock up the liquor. He's a mean drunk. Now then, wouldn't you rather pay, Mr. Veedle, than lose your service and possibly the use of one eye? Oh, dear me. You know, Mr. Veedle, I